proclamation number 6625 dated the August 18th, 1956. Consider the time after death. One day you all will have to lay down your earthly body and your soul will be assigned another abode. Not one of you will escape his fate. Everyone can expect his physical death with certainty. Thus you know that your life on earth is limited and that no one can prevent his body's death when his hour has come. Yet in spite of this certainty you live your life on earth as if it would never end. You always plan and work for the future without knowing whether you'll still experience it. You don't take this into account, but it is a fact. You only create and work for your short life on earth, which does not last. You yourselves, however, will not perish. Your soul stays alive even after your body's death, and your soul is your real self. Hence there is, in fact, no death for you, only a change of location. If you think about this very seriously, then you'll act prudently by taking care that the said later location will make you happy. Then your concern will include the time when you no longer live on this earth but continue your life in the kingdom of the beyond, which, however, is created corresponding to your conduct on earth. You would all be more diligent if you believed this. The more you worry about the upkeep of your body, the less you believe that you will go on living. You cannot receive evidence for this because your earthly life must not be determined by fear, which, however, would be triggered in you, who do not strive to ascend voluntarily, by the certainty of a continuation of life after death. Voluntary aspirants are indeed certain of it, they believe, but precisely because they strive to ascend. And a striving born out of fear will not lead to perfection. Therefore it cannot be proven to you humans that there is life after death. But everyone can awaken the belief in it himself simply by seriously considering it and wanting to do what is right. People's attention will therefore be ever more obviously drawn to the fleeting nature of what they value too highly. People are snatched away in the midst of their lives, and from this everyone could learn to regard his life, too, as a gift that could be taken away from him any day. And he would only have to pursue the thoughts arising in him in the event of a fellow human being's sudden death. He would only have to pursue the departed soul into infinity. He would only have to think more often of him, who did not cease to exist but merely changed his abode. And truly, hands would extend to him from the spiritual realm to draw him up. Yet even if the human being lacks the certainty of life after death, he should nevertheless expect the possibility in time and again visualize this possibility when other people die and question what his own fate might be if he were to be called away suddenly. For as long as the human being cannot prove that there is no continuation of life after death, which will never be possible, he should always make provisions. And he will never regret if he, on earth, not only considers his body but also his soul, if he gathers a few spiritual treasures on earth which then will help him to advance in the spiritual kingdom. Then the soul will reap what the person has sown on earth, and blessed is the soul which has made provisions on earth for eternity. Amen.